Joseph of Nazareth, and I usually think about this at Christmas time, but I tend to forget it in the middle of the year, and seemed like this would be a good time to remember him, because God picked him to be the foster father of Jesus. And so when we take a look and see what kind of a family member God wanted to have during the years that Jesus was growing up in his human little boy existence, it's a good reminder of what God wants in every relationship with our family members, with our friends. Whatever kind of characteristics Joseph had must also be really the characteristics for all of our relationships. And this is the kind of person that God can greatly use, and these are the kind of characteristics that if we exhibit them, or when we exhibit them, we're not going to be able to do it perfectly, but the more we exhibit them, the more we'll be able to bless the others in our lives in the way that God, that's picture of the way God wants things to be, and the character traits that he values. And now I have to find my notes. Here we go. I think I found them. Let's see. Yes. Certainly don't have to be rich. Joseph was not rich. Joseph of Nazareth was an everyday guy. He's an everyday guy. So that's one interesting thing about him, is that God does not need the rich or the mighty. Those aren't the characteristics in someone's character that God is looking for. Sometimes he does use the mighty or the rich, but a whole lot of time he uses the very ordinary person in terms of that kind of worldly stuff. Joseph was not just the average guy in terms of his character. He was a really wonderful person in that way, very special in that way. And when we meet Joseph, he's engaged to Mary, and he gets word that she is pregnant. And so he's thinking about what to do. And we can tell that he's giving this some careful thought. And the scriptures at that point describe Joseph as a just man, a man who does care about right and wrong and wants the right things to be done. So his behavior does matter. He's a person who realizes that, and he's thinking about what to do in this situation. And then almost immediately, we see one of God's great traits that he values. Do you remember hearing that verse or saying it, or it might have even been put to a song sometime in your life that says, I'm trying to think how it begins. He's shown you, O man, what does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And God loves mercy, and he wants us also to love mercy. And simultaneous with Joseph being a just man who's thinking about what's going to be the right thing for me to do here, we immediately see mercy coming into play. What he could have had done to Mary was he could have had her publicly humiliated, and he could have had her stoned. And some people would have been in his position, perhaps so angry, that they would have been glad to do just that. Hey, Miss Matilda, good to see you. But Joseph did not do that. He was not vindictive. He was not wanting to punish Mary for embarrassing him in the community or anything like that. He was thinking about divorcing her privately. He wanted the action to be one that would humiliate her, not that would be as merciful toward her as he could be, to not humiliate her. And he figured if she's pregnant, there must be somebody else in her life, so the marriage is not going to happen. But he doesn't want to humiliate her or be cruel to her. So he's thinking about putting her away privately. And so we see immediately that character here, Joseph's personality, his character is very merciful. And then after the angel comes and tells him that they, so go ahead and marry Mary. That is God's child, the incarnation, the human form of God. That's what's going on. Don't need to worry about it. She hasn't been cheating on you. Everything is good. And go ahead and marry her. And he does that. And to do it, he does kind of, it's a little bit self-sacrificial, because even though an angel has appeared to him and told him what's really going on, angels didn't appear to everybody in Nazareth telling them what was going on. And everybody else would have assumed that if he marries her, that that's his child, that he was fooling around with her before they were married. And so people will be assuming things about him that aren't true, and that are kind of embarrassing. And so to marry her, he kind of has to take it on the chin for Mary and for the baby, for Jesus, in terms of what the community thinks of him. A lot of us are, you know, good with doing the right thing, but when it comes to, and a lot of times when you do the right thing and it's a tough decision, still there are people who can tell you're doing the right thing and they'll say, hey, good job, and pat you on the back. But there are other times when doing the right thing, nobody can tell you're doing the right thing. It doesn't look like the right thing to other people. And this was one of those times. And not, you know, a lot of people who would do a right thing if the people around you could tell us that. They'll do it, you know, even if it's hard, as long as they've got the moral support of people around them who can tell they're doing the right thing, and they say, good job, you're doing the right thing. I know it's tough, but you're doing the right thing. But in this is one of those situations where doing the right thing was not going to be the easy way out, and nobody would understand it as the right thing, except for Mary and God. And so that was what God wants us, one of the things God wants us to be, is willing to be self-sacrificial, willing to be embarrassed, to do the right thing in our relationships with the people in our lives. Joseph was always very, also a humble man, and that's also in that verse. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And Joseph was definitely a humble man. He pursued just work with his hands. He was a carpenter. But an interesting thing about him is that he is descended from royalty. Descended from King David and King David's sons and grandsons. And Joseph knows that. We know that he knows that because when it's time for the census and to take place, everybody's supposed to go to the city of their forefathers. And he went to Bethlehem because that was the city of his forefather, David, King David. And I'm sure if I were in Joseph's place, I might be tempted to kind of make sure everybody in town knew that I was descended from royalty. Joseph knew that he was descended from a line of kings, but he never tried, he didn't try to play that up. He knew he was a descendant of kings, but he lived as a carpenter who made his living by doing honest labor. And that is something else that pleases the Lord, and is another thing that, if and when we do it, it is good for those around us. Because when you're thinking about yourself, you surely aren't going to be very good at noticing other people and their needs and the things that make them happy. He was a hard worker.
No.
And he was sensitive. Twice, God spoke to him in a dream. The first time, he didn't know what was going on with Mary and for being pregnant and everything. And the second time is when the wise men had come and Herod was about to have everybody 2 years old and younger killed in that area. And God spoke to Joseph in a dream to let him know what was going to happen, and so that he would take Mary and Jesus away to safety, which he did. It's interesting, though, not just that God spoke to him and that he did it twice, it was really helpful. But also, there must have been something about Joseph, some sensitivity to God's voice that allowed him to remember the dreams, to be able to have those dreams, to remember them when he woke up, and to know that this was God speaking to him, and not just some kind of strange, you know, regurgitation of the beans he had for dinner. He had to have somehow been sensitive to God's voice and to recognize it. And Jesus says that, you know, the sheep recognize the shepherd's voice. They can tell the difference between the shepherd and just some other guy. And Joseph must have had sensitivity that allowed him to recognize God's voice when God was speaking to him. And so being sensitive to God's voice is another cool thing about Joseph. And one last thing is that he obeyed God promptly both times. You know, he had that dream about Mary, and he immediately went out and married her. And when he had the dream about being in danger, he immediately got up and took Mary and Jesus and headed out. He didn't sit around to think about whether he really was up to doing this or whether he felt like doing this. He obeyed immediately. He obeyed very quickly. And that is good too, because of the things that God would be bringing to our minds or convicting us about, the sooner we do them, the better it is for the people in our lives, because there are always going to be things that will help us to help other people. So the sooner we notice God nudging us in a direction and actually do it, the sooner we will be in a position, in an attitude, in a frame of mind, and the place that God can use us to bless the people around us. And so that is pretty cool too. And so that's it. And it's interesting how that one verse, what does the Lord require of you but to walk humbly, to love mercy, to do justice. Those are all things that were found in Joseph's character. And God chose those things for Jesus to be in a person that Jesus was going to grow up with and grow up under. And if God wanted Jesus to grow up around a person with those characteristics, then those must be pretty good, important characteristics. And it's a good reminder of what God values and what's really important in a person. Behavior matters, but mercy is the biggest item, and humbleness. And I guess that's it. You all are all brothers and sisters to one another in the Lord, and we're kind of like a family here today, because we're with each other day in and day out, and have many opportunities to treat the other people in your life well. Even if you can't tell that it's making a difference, even if you can't tell for sure whether they notice that you're being good to him or her, but still, that's where God can use you. And he gives us many, many new opportunities each hour, each minute, each morning. So there we are. So I thought it would be good to honor Joseph today and to think about what kind of person God is looking for Jesus' family.